members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. An impressive home opener for you guys. Pull away big time in the second half and pick up a 30-9 victory over Bucknell as you've gone back and looked at that game. Talk about what impressed you about your team's effort.
Well, I was probably the thing that impressed me the most was the way we came back in the second half defensively. I thought we made a few mistakes in the first half on defense and got out of position and one thing or the other. But second half, especially our defensive front, really took the game over, I thought. And obviously we created a turnover and got a score or two on defense. It's something we've been talking about, is getting a defensive score. But I think the best thing was just the overall play of our defense there in the second half.
Got a couple of immediate questions in queue for you, if you'll get those for us, Pasha.
First question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Morning, Jimmy.
Morning.
You were talking after the game about your offense and how you're not quite pleased yet with the way it's working. What is the main thing that you're wanting to see from them? What main thing to improve?
Well, I think we just need to be a little bit more consistent. I think, you look at their times there. Saturday night, we looked better than we did against Norfolk State. So we're improving. That's a good sign. We're moving better. I thought Tommy handled himself well. He made a couple really nice plays where he had to improvise and create plays, and he did that. And good throws. And we're still struggling there. With some young guys, some new guys on our offensive line, and that shows up for us. But I think it's just a matter of being consistent. We get in rhythm and we look pretty good. Then all of a sudden we make a mistake here and there, and we're not able to overcome it.
I guess one of the positives probably would be they seem to be committing a lot of penalties, and they're not turning it over a ton. Is that true?
Well, yeah, we're not turning it over, which is obviously a good thing. And we played freshman running back Nate Evans got in there the other night, and I thought he ran very well. And again, we're taking care of the football. We're doing things solid there. And it was also good to have Jalen Christian back in there. We kind of spotted him a little bit, and he did a nice job with the return game for us. And good to have him back.
And do you expect you got a week off, of course. Do you expect Duran back after this? And what is Thunderbird's timetable?
Well, I'm hoping we can get some people back after the open date. Both of those guys, you never know. I that's 2 weeks away, so I can't predict that. But I certainly can hope for things like that.
Thanks.
The next question is from the line of John O'Connor with the Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Coach, you alluded to the play that Nate Adkins made to get the ball out from the Bucknell quarterback.
Yeah.
Can you speak to his improvement from that sort of impromptu start at NC State last year to now?
Yeah, you're right, John. I mean, he got thrown into it last year. He was supposed to play maybe a half to a third of the ball game. Ended up taking, I think, 90 snaps last year against NC State and never looked back. And the difference with Nate this year is his leadership, his confidence, his ability to take charge out there on defense. You kind of like your inside linebackers to really, exude confidence and help the other guys get in the right place and all that. And he's really doing a good job with that. And he watches a ton of film. He's very engaged and makes good decisions. And he's like a coach out there. He can tell people where they're supposed to be and what they're supposed to be doing. And besides that, he's playing very well. He's taking care of himself by playing well too.
Hey, if I can ask about Nate Evans as well, you suggested he made a step forward. Could you elaborate on his improvement?
Well, he was one that wanted to play as a freshman, and had been very impressive throughout fall camp. We didn't play him right away because he was a freshman. I wanted to wait and see, but the more we were going through practice and more we were looking at things, he continued to be very impressive, not just in his physical ability, but his mental ability, so far as to pick up changes, to pick up things in protection, stuff like that. So, we gave him a little chance down at Norfolk State at the end of the ball game just to see how he would do, and he did very well. So he warranted more playing time. So we got him in there more Saturday night, and I thought he did very well.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Your next question is from the line of Dave Johnson with the Daily Press.
Hey, Jimmy, I know you don't get to schedule exactly when your open date is. I think the last uh-huh. year or the year before last, you had it after your opener, I think.
Yeah.
3 weeks in, is what are your thoughts on that, and especially coming as it does after your non-conference and then going into conference?
Well, yeah, obviously it gives us a chance to refocus and look at what who we are and what we're doing and what we've done up to this point and what changes we need to make schematically and if there are any personnel-wise and kind of regroup and go again. And anytime you get an open date, I think you can always can use it to attempt to rest some guys and get some guys healthy. And certainly we're banged up, so I'm hoping we can utilize it that way.
What's your schedule this week?
We're not going to practice today. Right now, we're scheduled to practice Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and then give them the weekend off. That's our schedule as we stand right now.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy, you touched on the return of Jalen Christian for the first time this season, especially with Devontae being out. How much does he help you back as a receiver in the return game, and does he do some similar things to Devontae?
Well, yeah, I guess you would say it's sort of similar in that they're both very quick and got very good speed, and they, you know, they have a nice knack in so far as, I guess, in finding daylight on the return aspect of it. I thought Jalen did a really nice job returning kicks Saturday night, and you know, getting back in the lineup. We know we need to utilize him a little bit more now as he's kind of getting himself more healthy and feeling better about things. So. Yeah, I guess I wish we had them both, to be honest with you. But, you know, we got Jalen, and he's a good player, and he'll continue to get better.
Before I let you go, you certainly have been around the conference quite some time, and we've been talking about this morning the fact that the league 19-2 now against FCS foes and 2 wins in 3 weeks over FBS opponents. Top to bottom, is this about as good as you've seen the league?
Without going into a whole great out of detail, I really haven't looked at it that closely, but certainly the results speak to that, and so you couldn't argue with the results that the teams have put out this year. I mean, there's a lot of good teams in this league, but it doesn't come as an overall surprise to me, because I've got great respect for the teams and the coaches in this league.
Alright, Jimmy, thanks as always for your time today. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Alright, take care.
Thank you.